of 2020. Amen. We're here. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to move right on into the Word of God. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. I thank you, Father, for every person that's here in this sanctuary, Father God, this morning. And I thank you, Father, for all those that have joined us on the live stream, or those that may join later on after the service is well over, watching the service. But I pray, Father God, that each of them will have ears to hear and a heart to receive your word here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I thank you for that, Father God. And I thank you for your anointing and your call upon me to minister your word. And I rest in that today. Speak through my mouth, think through my mind today, Father God, and we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Shout amen with me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1, first chapter. Excuse me, I told you wrong. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. In 2 Peter chapter 3, I'm going to begin reading at verse 1, 2 Peter 3, 1. It says, "Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder." Everybody say reminder. "That you may be mindful," this is verse 2, "that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." For right now, I'm going to stop there. But I want you to notice something here, that he begins this third chapter here by saying, "Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle." And now he's saying that I've written the second epistle to you, and there's a reason that it has been written to you. There's a reason that the Holy Ghost used me to write this second epistle. And so he said, "Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which," listen what it says here, "I stir up," everybody say stir up,
stir up.
"I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder." By way of reminder. "That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." Now, Let me tell you something And I know you will agree with me. 2020, this year, 2020, has been a trying year. Amen. Now, it's been more trying for some than for others. But it has been a trying year. And I hear people say or read things like, man, I can't wait to until 2020 is gone. You know, I am tired of 2020. I'm tired of COVID. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. Whatever that they had to deal with in 2020, they say, I just can't wait for this year to be over. Well, I want to say this to you, though, that there is no 2021 without 2020. Okay? Amen. That's the truth. There is no 2021 without first having 2020. Praise God. I thank God for 2020. I'm not thanking God for what the devil's done in 2020. You hear me? But I thank God for the victory that he has provided for us in 2020. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. And we need to have the mindset, listen to me, we need to have the mindset that 2021 is coming, and whatever comes along with it, I am ready for it, or I will be ready for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen to me. Anytime there is a trial or a test, it comes to try your faith. I mean, we've been told that our faith would be tried. It would be tested. Amen. So all this stuff is just a test of our faith. But as we see here, the Apostle Peter is reminding the people that, hey, listen, don't forget what you've learned. Don't forget what you've been taught. And I want to say this to you. Don't forget what you were taught in 2019 or 2018 or 2017, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. And beyond that, the word of God that you have been taught in years past, hold it dear. Don't let it slip. Don't you let it slip. And the Apostle Peter is saying, I am reminding you of the word of God that has been spoken into your life. And don't you let it slip. Just because things happen that we don't maybe expect to happen, don't let it shake your faith. We've got to understand that Jesus Christ was Lord in 2019. Jesus Christ is Lord in 2020. And Jesus Christ will still be Lord in 2021, 22, 23, and forever. Praise God. I said, praise God. So this is a warning to us. Man, don't slow down and don't back up. You keep forging ahead. Hallelujah. And I find it mighty interesting. I'm going to read. Let me read. I'm going to begin at verse 1. And I'm going to read the next two verses, 1 through 4. He says, but, this is verse 1 again, 2 Peter 3. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. But now listen at what he says in verse 3. Knowing this first. You still with me? No, this is verse 3. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in. When are they coming? When are they coming? Hallelujah. Amen. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust. We're in the last days, folks. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? You folk been talking about the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord, Jesus coming back, Jesus coming back. Where is he? I mean, that's the attitude that they take. Where is he? And we have people today with that type of attitude. Verse 4 again, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. They're saying, look, nothing's changed. You're talking about Jesus coming, Jesus coming, Jesus. No wonder. He's coming when folk least expect it. Jesus is coming back on a normal day. Yes. You'll get up, that is if he come during the day, because he could come day or night. You'll get up, go take your shower, your bath, probably have your breakfast, and hopefully pray. Probably get in your automobile and go to work if you're working. And I mean, or whatever you have to do. It'd just be a normal day. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says he's coming in the twinkling of an eye. Folks, that quick. Just think about it. But before I can say twinkle, you with the Lord. And let me tell you something. That's the reason we got to stay ready, folks. We got to live every day like it was the last day. I've heard it said we need to work like Jesus wasn't coming for another 1,000 years. That's true. That's the type of attitude. We need to work hard every day, but we need to live like he's coming the next second. And I've been around a while. I've been saved a long time. You know, we've been talking about the coming of the Lord ever since back in the 70s, because I got saved and I was born again in 69. So in 69 and into the 70s, we used to rejoice about the coming of the Lord, the catching away of the church. And we thought that at that time that Jesus would come in the early 70s. He didn't return in the 70s. We thought he was going to come in the 80s. Matter of fact, some fellow wrote a book. I don't remember the exact title of it, but it was talking about Jesus coming by 1988. Well, 88. Some of you know the book. Okay, 88 reasons. But you know what? Jesus didn't return in 1988. Here's my point, though, in all this. And there are others that down through the years said the Lord is going to come this time, that time, or whatever. But what the mistake people make is they say, okay, they said he was going to come in the 70s. He didn't come. Oh, they said he was going to come in the 80s. He didn't come. Well, they said he was going to come in the 90s. He didn't come. But what they do is they begin to get slack. And their mind becomes hardened. And then they begin to live their lives like he's not coming in my lifetime. You know, I'm just live and do whatever I want to do because, you know, I don't believe Jesus is coming in my lifetime. Well, see, that's allowing the devil to rock you to sleep. And you got to be careful that you don't let that happen, because here's the thing. When it happened, it happened. you hear what I'm saying? When it's just going to be so quick, so quick, so quick. But we have scoffers today that say, don't worry about that, you know. Eat, drink, and be merry. You know, don't worry about that. But the Word of God says that that's the attitude that many people will have in the last days. I'm here to tell you, my brother, my sister, Jesus is coming back. We are in the last days. And he could be back before the day is over. It's possible. It's possible. I didn't say it was. I'm saying it's possible. Here's the thing. Because human nature says, if I know exactly when he's coming, I'm going to go ahead and do my thing and live the way I want to. I don't know, maybe a couple of days before he come and make sure I get everything right. Sis, you know, you human nature. Making sure that I get everything right, making sure I confess all my sins and forgive everybody and do everything I'm supposed to do, because, you know, Jesus coming in a couple of days. So I want to make sure that when that time come, I'm ready to go. Well, see, that's not sincere, is it? That's not sincere. The Word of God tells us to be ready, to watch and pray. Amen. To watch and pray and be ready all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. But because of things that people have seen, especially Christians, but non-believers as well, take place in 2020, You know, for some, it has weakened their faith, and that should never happen. Don't allow anything to weaken your faith. You hear me? Let me say that again. Don't you allow anything to weaken your faith. God does not change. Amen. Hallelujah. I like what Jesus said. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. And I want this to give you comfort. Matthew chapter 11. In Matthew chapter 11, listen to what Jesus said. If you're reeling and rocking because of what you had to go through this year, Jesus said in verse 28, Matthew chapter 11, he said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Are you still here? Amen. Read it to you again. Jesus said this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." And see, this is what we need to be doing. This is one of the things that we must do. I'm going to finish that verse. But this is one of the things that we must do is learn more about him. Get to know him better. Hallelujah. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We can find rest in Jesus Christ. We can find rest in the Word of God. Listen, folks, I want to tell you something. Anytime I face a challenge in my life, and we know, and all of us been there, some challenges seems like they're impossible. You know, dear God, what's the answer to this? Well, one of the things that I always do, and I hope you do the same thing, I go to the Word of God. And I find scripture that fit my situation, and I stand on that. You hear me? I stand on what God has said. We'll go there. I guess we'll get there today. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says that God, listen to this, "God has not given us the spirit of fear." We're right in the midst of every situation. You've got to stand on the word that, on God's word that he did not give you a spirit of fear. He didn't give you a spirit of fear. But what he did give us was power, love, and a sound mind. That's what he gave us. Power, love, and a sound mind. Grab a hold of this. Matter of fact, you might want to write this down. God wants me to have a sound mind at all times. Let me say that again, because I don't want you to let this slip. God wants me to have a sound mind at all times. If I'm faced with a sudden situation, that I don't know how to handle. You know what a sound mind will do? Boom, take you right back to the Word of God. See, that's the reason Jesus said, learn of me. Learn of me. Learn of me. That's the reason the Word of God is supposed to be deposited into our spirits. So that in at any given time, that word will come right up out of you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes the Word of God will come up with scriptures that you hadn't studied in a while. All of a sudden, just right out of your spirit, it'll come up and remind you of what the Word of God said. It happens to me. It happens to all believers. But you know, it can't come up out of you if it's not there to begin with. It has to be deposited there. Amen. I've been in situations and just right up out of my spirit, right out of my spirit, the word God will speak to me through his word and it will bring comfort. Hallelujah. Fear causes panic. And you can't think rationally because you're afraid. God wants his people to have a sound mind at all times, which means that your mind will go back to what you have deposited on the inside of you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, well, are you still here? And I meant to read to you verse 30. I didn't read that. But Jesus says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to the book of James, first chapter, the book of James. We need to be ready. We must be ready for whatever 2021 brings us. Are you listening to me? Whatever 2021 brings us, we must be ready for it. Amen. I'm not saying 2021 is going to bring anything bad. I'm not saying that. We just got to be ready for whatever comes down the pipe. We have got to be ready. We've got to make sure that we are in a position to deal with it. Because let me tell you something. ...2021... will be whatever the church allows it to be. Now, we understand some things are going to happen. The Bible says, the things that the Bible says is going to happen, guess what? It's going to happen. There's no stopping it. But we can have an impact on how it affects us. Amen. So, James says this, chapter 1. My brethren, this is verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy. I hope you have been rejoicing throughout this year, in spite of the fact that you didn't get to fellowship maybe with some family the way you wanted to, and just some things, maybe some places you wanted to go, you didn't get to go, some things you wanted to do, you didn't get to do. But the word of God says what? Count it all joy. Didn't say it was good. It says count it all joy. That means whatever comes down the pipe, I can still have the joy of the Lord. I can still walk in the joy of the Lord. I can still smile. I can still lift my hands and bless the Lord. You hear me? Hallelujah. If the Apostle Paul can praise God in the middle of a jail cell, what's our excuse? And you know what? Because they chose to bless the Lord rather than to gripe and complain, guess what? Some things changed. Now, if they'd have decided to gripe and complain and say, I just don't understand. Why in the world did the Lord let this happen to us? I mean, we're a couple of his great preachers, and look at all the wonderful things we have done. Because sometimes we want God to take a look at all the wonderful things we have done, you know, when what we've done is for his glory anyway, and by his power and his ability anyway. Amen. And they could have said, Lord, look at all the works we've done, and is this the reward we get? No, that's not the attitude they took. The attitude they took was, let's sing praises to the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And of course, they began to bless God and praise God. The jail doors flew open. Folks got saved. I got a little nugget for you. I'm really not going to be up here much longer, because I just want to leave you a nugget today. But think about this. Because you choose to worship God in any given situation, it could cause someone else to find Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? When Paul and Silas was in that jail praising God, there were other prisoners in there too. There were other prisoners, and they were watching them. They were watching them. Don't think just because you lose it that it only affects you. Mm-mm. It affects others as well, that know that you are saved. Amen. Matter of fact, the moment you tell somebody you're born again and you love Jesus, they're watching you. Some of them watching you for the wrong reasons. Some of them are watching you because they're watching to see if you're going to stumble. You know, they don't believe you for real. So they're looking for little mistakes so they can accuse you. But then on the other hand, there are others that are watching because they need help. And they want to know that you are genuine. We're not on an island by ourselves, folks. What we do affect other people. So now, Like I said, I'm not going much longer, but if you've been crying and complaining and so forth about 2020, I'm asking you to stop, have a change of heart, and start blessing the Lord. Not, it don't necessarily have to be about 2020. Maybe it's just some other things are not going well. Make a decision that you're going to bless God. Amen. Amen. You're going to bless the Lord. Let me finish reading James chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing," everybody say knowing.
Knowing,
"knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." And it goes on to say, "but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Hear me, please. Hear me, hear me. Did you hear what this verse just said? "But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." That's God telling us you can win right in the middle of that test. If you're in the middle of a test, if you're in the middle of a hard time, guess why you're there? You're there to win. I'm not saying God said it, but you're there to win. But you can't win without patience. So the next time you're in a tough situation, just remind yourself, Satan sent this, but I'm here to win.
Amen.
I'm here to win. I'm a winner right in the midst of it. Hallelujah. I could go on. We're going to visit this again. We're going to visit it again. But I want to leave that with you on the last Sunday of 2020. Get ready for 2021.
Amen.
Look back at 2020 and recognize where you've missed it. Correct those things and go forward and be determined that you are going to be victorious the rest of this year, 2021, and beyond. Please don't allow anything to cause you to quit, to cause you to slow down. Please don't allow anything to cause you to doubt. Stay with me on this. Don't allow anything to cause you to doubt the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
Don't you allow anything to cause you to doubt the power of God. No matter where you are, what's your circumstances? Declare yourself a winner right in the midst of it. Hallelujah. You went in a winner and you're coming out a winner. Hallelujah. Give God praise, will you?